All right, let's get ready for a serious deep dig today.
Oh, yeah.
We're not just dipping our toes in the water. We are grabbing our shovels and digging deep, folks. You know, uncovering all the dirt underneath the hype. And you sent this article in about spatial computing. And wow, this is eye-opening stuff.
Yeah, it really is.
So we're talking about the metaverse, augmented reality, VR, the whole, you know, the whole tech shebang. But this isn't just about, you know, wrapping our heads around the tech itself. It's about seeing through the smoke and mirrors. You know, the inflated promises and how they're using language to basically separate you from your hard-earned cash.
Yeah, absolutely.
We don't play that here. So joining us for this excavation is our expert here.
Happy to be here.
Who can help us sift through all the rubble, you know, and find the real gems. And maybe even a few fool's gold nuggets along the way.
Well, what really struck me about this article, you know, was how it throws a wrench into the gears of the whole Silicon Valley hype machine. You know, it calls out this idea that spatial computing is like magically going to give us computers with human-like spatial intelligence. And that's a dangerous delusion, my friend.
Dangerous. Okay, tell me more. I mean, the article uses some pretty strong language, right? Calling it a trillion-dollar mistake. So what's so dangerous about this idea?
Well, because it leads to wasted investments, you know, misdirected research, ultimately a lot of disappointments, like chasing a mirage out in the desert.
Okay, so let's break this down. You know, the article is saying that Silicon Valley is, to use their words, drunk on their own marketing wine.
Ah, love that.
And they've convinced themselves that spatial computing can actually replicate human spatial intelligence.
Yeah, and that's where it all falls apart, you see. Human brains and computers simply don't process spatial information the same way. We as humans have millions of years of evolution behind us. You know, our spatial reasoning is tied to survival, to navigating this complex and ever-changing world. You know, it's deeply integrated with our emotions, our memories, our social cues.
So it's not just about, you know, crunching numbers and algorithms.
Exactly. Think about how you navigate around your home. You do it effortlessly without even thinking about it consciously. You can reach for a cup of coffee, sidestep a pile of laundry, all while having a conversation. Now imagine trying to program a computer to do the same thing.
Yeah. Good luck with that. Even the most advanced robots.
I know.
They still struggle with,
you know, basically
basic tasks that we do, you know, without even thinking about it.
Instinctively.
Yeah, it's instinctive. And this is what the article really highlights so well. This fundamental difference between human and computer brains. Like, one is a product of millions of years of evolution.
Right.
Just designed to be adaptable.
And approximate.
And the other one is a system of precise measurements and rigid code. So trying to force that latter to mimic the former
is a recipe for disaster.
It is a recipe for disaster. And yet companies are spending, I mean, billions.
Billions with a B.
Trying to convince us that this is the future.
They need you to believe the hype. They need you to buy into this vision of seamless virtual worlds, mind-reading interfaces, a spatial reality that's just an extension of your own thoughts. It's seductive, but it's ultimately a fantasy.
And speaking of seductive narratives, the article mentions companies like Apple and Meta specifically.
Oh, yeah, the big players.
Aren't they the ones pushing this vision the hardest? I mean, what's the reality versus the hype? And when it comes to their products, I mean.
Well, you see, Apple, for instance, they're touting their new AR glasses as like this revolutionary way to experience the world. But when you actually look at the capabilities, they're pretty limited. The field of view is narrow, the battery life is short, and the gesture controls are, they're notoriously finicky.
So it's like they're selling you a Ferrari but delivering a scooter.
Pretty much. And then you have Meta, who are all in on the metaverse, pouring billions into creating these virtual worlds. But the technology is still so clunky, and the experiences are often underwhelming.
The article uses this great analogy to illustrate this disconnect. Comparing it to, you know, early aviation, people were obsessed with building machines that flapped their wings like birds. But that's not how we ended up achieving flight.
Right. It was only when we understood the principles of aerodynamics and designed aircraft that worked with those principles, not against them, that we were able to take to the skies.
So are you saying that we need to, like, rethink our approach to spatial computing?
Absolutely. Instead of trying to mimic human interaction, we need to design interfaces that leverage the strength of both humans and computers. For example, the article suggests focusing on interfaces that utilize our natural abilities for pattern recognition and contextual understanding. Imagine a system that presents complex data visually, allowing you to quickly grasp trends and anomalies,
That makes a lot of sense. Instead of trying to force us to adapt to these clunky interfaces, we should be designing systems that work with our brains, not against them.
Precisely. And the article highlights some areas where spatial computing is already showing real promise. But here's the key. It's not about replacing human intelligence. It's about augmenting it.
Give me some examples. Where is this actually working?
Think about fields like manufacturing or surgery, where precision and repeatability are crucial. Spatial computing can be a powerful tool in these areas, acting as a guide for human expertise. For instance, the article mentions how surgeons are using spatial computing to train in virtual environments, practicing complex procedures before operating on real patients.
That's fascinating. So it's like having a digital coach that helps you hone your skills and avoid mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And in manufacturing, spatial computing can be used to create more efficient and flexible production lines. Imagine a system that can overlay digital instructions directly onto the physical world, guiding workers through complex assembly tasks. This kind of technology can increase productivity and reduce errors, all while enhancing human capabilities.
This deep dig is really making me rethink the whole narrative around spatial computing. It's easy to get swept up in the hype, but it's important to remember that technology is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
And that brings us to another crucial aspect highlighted in the article, the potential downsides of this technology. While there's huge potential for good, there are also risks we need to be aware of.
Like what? The article mentioned something about surveillance and privacy.
That's right. These systems, in their quest to understand and mimic human behavior, require massive amounts of data. They track our movements, our interactions, even our facial expressions. Imagine a world where your every gesture, every glance is being recorded and analyzed.
That sounds pretty dystopian.
It could be. And that's why it's so important to be aware of these issues and to demand that these technologies are developed and used responsibly. We need to ensure that privacy is protected, that data is used ethically, and that these systems are designed to benefit humanity, not exploit it.
So it's not just about the cool gadgets and the shiny promises. It's about the deeper implications of this technology and how it will shape our future.
Exactly. And the article makes a powerful argument for a more human-centered approach to spatial computing. Instead of trying to create a digital copy of human intelligence, we should focus on designing systems that enhance our capabilities, that help us see the world in new ways, and that connect us more deeply with each other.
This has been a real wake-up call for me. I went into this thinking about all the cool stuff that spatial computing could do, but now I'm seeing a whole other side of the coin.
And that's exactly the point of this deep dig. It's about going beyond the surface, digging beneath the hype, and asking the hard questions. Who benefits from this technology? What are the potential downsides? And how can we ensure that it's used for good?
The article doesn't just criticize, though. It also offers a more optimistic vision for the future of spatial computing. So what are some of the positive possibilities that they highlight?
Well, imagine a world where spatial computing helps us overcome our cognitive biases, where it augments our creativity, where it allows us to collaborate in ways we never thought possible. Instead of trying to replicate human intelligence, we could use these tools to expand our own capabilities.
So instead of building a digital Frankenstein,
yeah,
we could create something that actually enhances our humanity.
Exactly. Imagine a world where doctors can use spatial computing to visualize complex medical data in 3D, leading to more accurate diagnoses and treatments. Or architects using it to design buildings that are more sustainable and responsive to their environment.
What about education? Could spatial computing revolutionize the way we learn?
Absolutely. Imagine immersive learning environments where students can interact with historical events, explore the human body from the inside out, or even travel to distant planets. It could make learning more engaging, interactive, and accessible to everyone.
The possibilities are really mind-blowing.
Mm.
But how do we get from the hype and their potential pitfalls to this more positive vision?
It starts with awareness. We need to be critical of the narratives we're being sold, ask questions, and demand better from the companies developing these technologies. We need to prioritize human well-being and ethical considerations over profit and technological advancement for its own sake.
The article has a great call to action. Don't buy the hype, be skeptical, demand transparency, and hold those in power accountable.
We need to remember that we have a choice in how this technology shapes our future. We can choose to be passive consumers, or we can be active participants, shaping the development and use of spatial computing to ensure it serves humanity, not the other way around.
To our listener who sent in this incredible article, thank you. Thank you for sparking this deep dig. You've challenged us to think critically and to see beyond the shiny facade of this technology.
And remember, the real power of spatial computing lies not in replicating human intelligence, but in expanding it. But that requires us to be informed, engaged, and to demand a future where technology is a force for good in the world.
And everyone listening, we encourage you to check out the full article. The link is in the show notes. Keep digging, keep questioning, and keep pushing for a future where technology empowers us all. This has been The Deep Dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you later.